Simen Memchas, Oyman Pashas Atomid, Suki Kovin Shabbos, Oyman Mitzvah Pashas Atomid, Vaisiv Echot. Says the Ramo, Oyman Pashas Atomid. Since we do not have Kabonis this man as there's a mitzvah to be Oisik in the Halachas and the Psukim of the Kabonis, and with it, that it's as if we brought the Kabon Atomid. And therefore, Chazal instituted that one should say Kabbonis before davening. Minimum is that you should say the Sukkim of the Parshas Atonement. It is proper for a person to understand what he's saying also, that's where he's really the kind of idea of being Isaac in the Torah. Discussion that Achreinu and Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah brings the point to say that it's proper when you say the Parshas Atonement to stand up, just like when one brings a Kabbon, he stands up. Yeshayimim, says the Ramah, say the Marocha. They say, well, it says, Abayam and Stad, they say the Marocha, Livad al Shol. They say the Seder of the Kabbonis on a daily basis, which is a proper thing to do. Ribayno Ilomim, Ata Tzivisa. Imev Shel Omer B'tzivo, Yochel Omer B'veis. If he doesn't have enough time to stay in the Tzivo, he should stay at home. The Lavzo, Pashat Tomid, Bilvadim at Tzivo. The Pashat Tomid should be said together with the Tzivo. They used to stay there together. Most places don't do that today, but our co-parents should be together. Tzibur, Mechavim, Pam, Shnir, Bekoy, Batoyra. The second time, you shouldn't be Mechavim to bring another Kabbon. It's enough one. This is Burmese from the Torah, it's only Allah Fatkhila, and rather, you're not going to be bringing two Kabbonis. Continues the Ramah, No Gam, Metatim, List No Nea, Beshash, Bekoy, Batoyra, Tuk, Matoyra, Shinitna, Be Retes, Bechem, Beshash, Mispalim. There's a meaning to shake, what they call in Yiddish, Shokum. Sway back and forth when a person learning Torah to show that we realize this is an important thing. It says when a person learning Torah should feel as if he's receiving it from Har Sinai, which was a very awesome, awe-inspiring event. And also the Shat Tfilah, like it says, Kolatz Moistitz Amana Shemich Amorito, all my bones, or entire body should be involved in the Tfilah. Talabad, the most important part of the body that should be involved in the Tfilah is our brain. We should pay attention to what we're doing. Lamai says, as far as this of swaying when a person is davening, there are different opinions, different mahalchim. The person can say, Adarava, Shimon Esrei is preferable not to sway back and forth, because one is speaking to a king. A person speaking to a king wouldn't be swaying back and forth. Those opinions suggest like Epsuka the Zimri Krishma, and Limra Torah, one should sway back and forth. The Maisim of Norma says, whatever you do is good. The main thing is, you should do what helps you more in your kavanah. Kamavan, a person shouldn't do wild shaking back and forth. That definitely is not a proper behavior. Sif Aleph, the Mechaba says, the Shabbos, Ayim Eitzel Pashas HaTomid, Psukim Musa, the Shabbos. And Shabbos, together with saying the Psukim of the daily Pashas HaTomid, we say the Psukim of the Musa of Shabbos. And Eloi Rosh Chodesh V'Yomtiv. We don't add Rosh Chodesh, the Psukim of the Korban, Rosh Chodesh V'Yomtiv, Mipnei Shekorim B'Torah, the Psukim Musa. Anyway, we're going to read those Psukim by Kriyas HaTorah. And Shabbos is no Kriyas HaTorah for Musa. Therefore, we should say it together with the Pashas HaTomid in the morning by the Kabbalists. Says the Ramavi Yishreinim, Shemaskim Gam Musa Rosh Chodesh V'Chei Noigim. He says the Minig Ashkenaz is to say the Psukim Rosh Chodesh V'Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Fasim Shem Rosh Chodesh Chem Lokam. There's a special Indian Rosh Chodesh which is not so recognizable as Rosh Chodesh, and also it has a lot of Nafkamis to the halachas of the entire month to Mephasim it, and therefore that's what Ramah says, the Minig Ashkenaz is to say the Parashas Rosh Chodesh. But on Yontov, you don't have to say the Kabbonis of Yontov, because we read it in the Torah, and you don't have to go out of your way to Mephasim Yom Tovim, that everybody knows from the night before already, they stopped doing halachas in the Yom. Mishnah Berurah brings as a discussion whether one can say the Parashas Atonement Balpeh, is that halacha, the psukim, one should not say Balpeh, unless the ones that we're very used to saying. So the Magen Avraham says it's preferable Parashas Atonement to be careful to say from the Siddur. He brings other Achreinu Chavos Yosef, Tehillim one can say by heart because it's like a tefillah, and Mishnah Berurah says one could rely on it.